USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A scare at a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri late yesterday as a man in his 20s wearing body armor and military fatigues walked into the store carrying what police called a tactical rifle. When a Walmart worker pulled the fire alarm, the suspect walked out an emergency door, but this off-duty firefighter, who wishes to be anonymous, held the man at gunpoint until police officers responded.
I've been in public safety for a long time, and even though I'm no longer in public safety, I still feel that I can still protect people if I need to, and that was my intention.
Police still can't say what the suspect's intentions were. America's leading tech companies and Trump administration officials will have a meeting at the White House today where they'll address combating online extremism. The meeting in response to recent deadly mass shootings, and this is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fox News host Tucker Carlson is taking a sudden vacation as an uproar continues about his comments on Monday in which he said that white supremacy in America is a hoax. Carlson began his vacation yesterday. That's a couple of days after former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke praised him for his comments. Carlson's expected to return to Fox, though, on the 19th of this month. The Deputy Director of National Intelligence now resigning, Sue Gordon, leaving a vacuum at the top of the office, resigning at the very same time as her boss, Director Dan Coats, who announced his resignation last month. Gordon has spent more than 25 years at the CIA before becoming the second in command at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. She and Coats are both going to be leaving on August 15th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
In USA Entertainment News, something's going to be missing at this year's Emmy Awards, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The Oscar ceremony went without a customary MC this year, and its ratings actually ticked up. Now the Emmys is following suit with a decision not to have a host at the September 22nd presentations, according to executives at Fox Entertainment. They haven't explained exactly why they made the decision. It's the first time the Emmys will be hostless since 2003, when the show was also on Fox. The Emmys did go without a host, though, back in 1998 on NBC and back in 1975 on CBS. ABC's host-free Oscars actually did tick up in the ratings when Kevin Hart dropped out of the hosting gig after his years-old homophobic tweets resurfaced. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Air Force launching its fifth satellite in a new communications network.
The Atlas V rocket by United Launch Alliance blasted off from Launch Complex 41 at Cape Canaveral. Lockheed Martin has been building the new satellite communications network for the military called Advanced Extremely High Frequency. Lockheed Martin has been building the new satellite communications network for the military. The Air Force says the network provides secure and jam-resistant communications for ground, sea, and air units of the military. It also provides communications to Canada, Britain, the Netherlands, and Australia. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.